Jason, I'm guessing you are but disappointed to lose, but quite encouraged by a few of the performances.
Yeah, certainly. I think you've summed it up very well. It is always disappointing to lose. We just had a really good chat. We spoke about the difference between the two sides. You know, it was one lad got 149, and we had two lads that got to 60, or three lads that got. I thought Jack Lanning was excellent. He came in towards the end and batted very well. But you know, we talk about one of our top four going on and getting a significant score. So that didn't happen. Somerset did that, and that's why they got the win next to their name.
Are these games, do you think, helpful to your younger players? Because all the time they seem to be gradually improving.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's it's been our plan, I suppose, this year. That they are learning. Jack Lanning, I mean, last game we got Pfeiffer, and this guy came in and to be fair, probably struggled his first 10 balls he faced, but then he hit his straps and made a really good score there. So, he's learning. What we've got to do is continue to, learn from, what we're doing well and what we're not doing so well. That's really important. And look, we are getting there. There are some positives. But again, I just think, with our batting, we need someone to go and get a score. With our bowling, just a little bit inconsistent, giving the opposition too many four balls. As I say to our bowlers, if the batters are going to go hard and they're going to play big shots, at least make them earn it, by bowling a really good delivery and making them play a good shot to get those boundaries. Because if you keep bashing away and hitting your good lines and your good lengths, the rewards will come. And we're just not quite doing that at the moment.
Okay.